WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Discipline Switch. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to dive into something that's absolutely crucial for crushing your day, the morning routine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about routines? Haven't we heard it all before? But trust me, this isn't your grandma's wake up at 5 a.m. and meditate spiel. We're talking real talk, practical strategies that actually work even if you're not a morning person. Because, let's be honest, who really enjoys waking up when the sun is still snoozing? Ever felt like your day just starts spinning out of control before you even have your coffee? You know that feeling when you hit snooze one too many times and suddenly it's already 8.0 a.m. and you're scrambling to get ready, feeling stressed and behind the eight ball? We've all been there. But what if I told you that a killer morning routine could be your secret weapon to conquer those early morning blues and set yourself up for success? Here are five key takeaways to help you build a morning routine that actually works. Number one, ditch the snooze button. I know it feels like a warm hug of comfort, but trust me, every time you hit that snooze button, you're just disrupting your sleep cycle and making yourself feel groggier. It's like trying to start a car with a dead battery. It's just gonna leave you feeling more drained. Instead, set your alarm for the time you actually need to wake up and commit to getting out of bed on the first ring. Second, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Your body is basically a dehydrated mess after a long night's sleep. So, as soon as your feet hit the floor, chug a glass of water. Think of it like jump-starting your system and giving those brain cells the fuel they need to fire up for the day. Third, move your body. You don't have to go full beast mode at 6 a.m., but even a short burst of activity can make a world of difference. Think a quick 10-minute walk, some stretching, or even just a few jumping jacks. It gets your blood flowing, boosts your energy levels, and sets a positive tone for the rest of the day. You'll be amazed how much more focused and productive you feel after just a little movement. Number four, fuel up with a nutritious breakfast. Don't skip this crucial meal, folks. Your body needs fuel to power through those morning tasks. Opt for something that combines protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Think oatmeal with berries and nuts, scrambled eggs with whole grain toast, or even a smoothie packed with fruits and greens. And finally, number five, plan your day. Take a few minutes to jot down your top priorities for the day. It could be as simple as listing out your tasks, scheduling appointments, or even just setting a positive intention for the day ahead. This helps you feel organized, focused, and in control, a winning formula for success. Think about that last time you rushed through your morning feeling overwhelmed and scattered. Now imagine starting your day with a clear head, a healthy body, and a plan of attack. That's the power of a killer morning routine. Listen, I remember back in college, I was notorious for hitting snooze until the last possible second. It was a recipe for disaster, late classes, forgotten assignments, and constant stress. Then one day, I decided to experiment with a simple morning routine, just 15 minutes of stretching, a glass of water, and a quick review of my schedule. And guess what? My whole day transformed. I felt more energized, focused, and productive. So ditch the snooze button, folks, and start building your own masterpiece of a morning routine. Remember, it doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Just find what works for you and stick with it. And that's a wrap on today's episode of The Discipline Switch. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little morning motivation. Leave us a review. Tell us about your own morning rituals. We love hearing from you. And remember, keep switching up those bad habits and building that disciplined life you deserve. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.